maweni we ba
Sirali maweni
we baba
Sirali maweni
we ba
Sirali maweni we ba Sirali
maweni
we ba Sirali
maweni we ba
Sirali maweni
we ba ba
Sirali maweni
we ba
Hey guys, that was the wonderful Ladysmith Black Mambazo, the South African choir who really swept the scene and won every single award that there was to win in choral a cappella singing. They recorded this song, Homeless, in one of the albums of Paul Simon's Graceland. And a very, very moving song about that we're in our own homes, yet we have no homes. More contemplative boo this time round. I'm not going to go through fact, figures and data. I've been working really, really hard. So just to give everybody a heads up and say hello, yes, I'm alive. Though I've knocked off, I'm not being in the audio blogging, the Africa logs have really suffered from me not being able to log in sometime with that. Just to give you some sort of context. And sometimes I'm speaking to myself because I'm sure that I'm going to listen to this 40 years from now and wonder, oh, this is what Ronan Roy was like. Ronan Roy, if you're listening, as of today, you are 3 days behind the work that you're supposed to do. By which I mean, if you had 3 days of holiday where you and the computer and the notes that you've taken were put together, it would take you, at your estimate, 3 days to get those notes up to speed. And you're wasting time audio blogging. That and a reminder that you seriously need to shave at this point of time. You haven't shaved in a while. Just that, looking scruffy. Nothing more than that. So I'm in a place called Nakuru, which is the heart of the farming area for Kenya. It's the breadbasket. Whole bunch of crops grown over here. Maize, wheat, coffee, tea, beans. Wonderful weather. I've been told that it's going to rain. It rains. I'm sorry, you're going to hear me. I'm actually packing while I'm doing this audio recording because I actually have to get a lot of work done as well. And I'm moving out 6 a.m. tomorrow, so let me do some packing. It's the breadbasket. It rains, I'm told, every afternoon. Not regularly, but in this season. And 46% of the income of Nakuru is agricultural, even though it is quite a large city. I am reflective in Nakuru. I just took a long walk to gather myself, about 40 minutes, thinking about me, what I'm doing, how I'm contributing, life, my prioritizations. I've been thinking about, well, can I really contribute in this very fiercely analytical sphere when there are a couple of people who do it well? If judging by the fastest runner and the person who I'm partnered with this time round is a really, really fast runner. So judging by his speeds, I think I'd be around 25%. And it takes me so much longer to get anything done than for him to get his stuff done. So is this really what I should be doing? Should I be doing more? And less analytical and more insight-based. More humanities, less mathematics. It's always been a quandary for me, Ronan Roy, because I've always had a mixed sort of education, and the arts guys think I'm good with the science, and the science guys think I'm good with the arts, and yeah. So it's good to have a mix of both sides, I'm sure, but it always puts me in these situations where I'm not entirely confident of what I'm doing, whether I'm doing the right thing, where I'm getting the best return for the time that I've spent in this life. I think about 1/3 of my life is through, and I've been thinking about this. 4 years working in the place that I'm working, basically selling stuff. Should I be doing this rather than creating things? Should I be into this rather than creating things? I'm not sure. Africa and the sights of sounds in Africa and the freedom with which Africa expresses himself. I think in Africa, people are not afraid to look stupid while expressing themselves. I don't mean to be very harsh on this, but you would find small kids really willing to dance on the street, and you'd find people willing to laugh out loud, which might not be seen in a correct context in maybe an office environment or however you'd like to put it. So it's people really in touch with who they are, or maybe it's just people really comfortable with experimenting and being outside the box, because the box is really not so conservative in this area. So, yeah, that's the full extent of the blog that I have. A few corrections that I wanted to make on a blog a long time ago. Actually, there was a couple. I can't remember them offhand, but one of them was that in beauty, from a beauty perspective, a gap in the teeth was seen to be beautiful at one point of time with the Swahili people. So I guess their thoughts about beauty is very, very different from our thoughts of beauty, or the Western thought of beauty. And the other thing was the museum. The museum in Nairobi, I thought Nairobi Museum would be a good museum. It's got a lot of different exhibitions. It's got everything from snakes to art to natural history to stuffed birds, huge collection of stuffed birds. But one, badly laid out, badly lit, etc. Two, quite basic. So one of the exhibitions was about how you should breastfeed your child for a certain amount of time, hygiene, male and female hygiene. So this is things that you'd not commonly see in a museum, but I guess the level of education or the level of awareness that people are meant to have is less. So that's why they put into the museums. Interesting, coming from an Indian context, given that Indian museums are a little bit shaky as well, I think, yes, it's important to figure out who your museum is targeted for. Is it targeted like most museums are in a developed society to a very educated mind who's adding 20% to their 80% knowledge? Or are you targeting those people who are coming in really uneducated, making them feel comfortable and adding 80% knowledge to their 20% artistic knowledge base or cultural knowledge base? Interesting thoughts from the Nairobi Museum. It still didn't leave me feeling nice. It still didn't leave me thinking that it was a good museum. But yes, if I ever do decide that I'm going to start a museum of my own with very few actual artifacts, which is fine. Maybe a film museum. Maybe just a cultural museum. Maybe just a development of the cultures, the various subcultures of India. And I'm sure I'd get enough artifacts for that. I think, yes, I'm going to try to capture all levels. Try to capture the very basic information that you need, the crucial information that you need as well. And at the same time, not try to alienate the richer crowd or the crowd that's richer in cultural information. So at the same time, not try to alienate the people less aware of cultural information. I think that's a good start point. And just as an aside, I think I'm going to, if the world was up to me and I could do anything with a museum, I would open up my own school and adjoin it with museums so that the school children always have access to the museum, will be able to add to the artifact. Maybe I'll have a college university, I'm not sure, because you can't have school children running around while anybody's in the museum. But I think that would be a good idea to have something that can appeal to a basic school child as well as add richness to a person who's more culturally with it. So yes, it sounds airy-fairy now, but I have, at least in my own imagination, somewhat of a clear thought on how that can be possible. It's not impossible. I just don't think anybody's thought of it that way. Quickly, with a few seconds left, back to Lady Smith, Black Mambazo.
Homeless, we moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake.
And we are
homeless.
We are
homeless. Moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake.
And we are
homeless.
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 Boom, boom, boom.
Moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake.